This is a brief recap of what I said last year about making a good Kabbalah. The main mistake people make with Kabbalah. So Kabbalah essentially is a way, let's say I identify certain sins that I have, certain things that I do wrong, and I have trouble correcting myself. Let's say, I like using this example because I'm hard-pressed to find anybody who can say that this doesn't apply to me. Let's say I occasionally get angry and lose my temper. I'm not perpetually calm, and I get frustrated. I know for some of you this may seem foreign, but that's a good example. So that's something, and it's hard. It's a very difficult thing to battle. People get frustrated. People get angry. It's hard. It's a very, very difficult thing to take control of. So what do I do then to battle that? What do I do to make a Kabbalah, do something reasonable to combat it? So the main thing about a Kabbalah we know from, I believe it was Rav Shach, his Kabbalah, one Yom Kippur, he made it known that his Kabbalah for that he accepted upon himself was that he resolved that when he benched, he would bench from a sitter or from a bencher. Instead of saying it by heart, he would actually read it from a text. Even though, of course, he knew it by heart, but he resolved to read it from a bencher, from a sitter. But he only accepted it when he was at home. In other words, if he wasn't at home and he was eating a meal, he didn't accept this upon himself. It was only when he was at home, when he was in control of his circumstances. And he only accepted it until Hanukkah, from Yom Kippur till Hanukkah. Not the whole year. You can't think about the whole year. How can you possibly accept something for the whole year? From Yom Kippur until Hanukkah, that was his Kabbalah. That's a reasonable Kabbalah. Did he accept upon himself to daven for an extra 4 hours or to do... He didn't accept something which is difficult to do. Something very easy, simply to open up a bencher or a sitter. When he benches, when he's at home, only till Hanukkah. That was his thing. So the idea is that it has to be simple. It has to be easy. It has to be very doable. It has to be defined. And it's only meant to be something that reminds us of what we're trying to do. It's not meant to correct the whole problem. If someone says, I'm going to make a Kabbalah and I'm not going to get angry, well, how do you? That doesn't do anything. What do you mean? I'm trying not to get angry. How can I say, I'm not going to get angry? That's very easy for the Yetzer Hara to destroy. He'll get me next time something comes up. He'll get me angry. Maybe it'll last 10, 20 seconds, and then it's going to fall apart. Right? Just saying I'm not going to get angry is not going to do it. What I need then is something that will make me remember the Yom Kippur that I was standing in when I resolved not to get angry. What's going to make me recall that special time when I was thinking, I am going to do whatever Hashem says, and I don't want to ever get angry, I don't ever do any sins ever. And I was thinking, I was in that frame of mind, what's going to throw me back into that frame of mind at the moment when I'm ready to scream at the person who's bothering me? So what's going to throw me back into that frame of mind? So I need something to remind myself. And that's what a Kabbalah is. A Kabbalah is something small to remind myself. So with anger, that's a very tricky one to do. It could be reading something once a day, a small paragraph, just something very easy, you know, a 30-second thing. It shouldn't be more than that because, you know, if it's every day, you're not going to do something that's more than 30 seconds. Okay, if it's 5 minutes, you don't have 5 minutes. Who has 5 minutes during the day? 30 seconds, maybe we have. Right? It could be to before we go to sleep at night. Oh, that's most of us, that would be very difficult to do. We'll probably conk out. But whatever it is, something very, 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 very small, very, very easy. Something also very defined. At this time, when I get in the car and I turn the ignition, that's when I'm going to think about X, Y, and Z. That's going to be my reminder. And something, some trigger, which is going to make me think about the thing. But the main point I made last year is to use the Yetzer Hara against the Yetzer Hara. Use the Yetzer Hara against the Yetzer Hara. What does that mean? The Yetzer Hara wants me to do all kinds of things. And the Yetzer Hara is stronger than I am. So one very effective way of dealing with the Yetzer Hara is to pit him against himself. How do I do that? There's a story they say from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. The story goes like this. He was at a wedding. And at the wedding, he was sitting with a bunch of rabbanim. He was an old rabbi. And anybody who ever met Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky knows he was a very, very down-to-earth person. Is the most clear-thinking person you ever want to meet. Very, very down-to-earth. And so at this wedding, they served, and there was a choice of meat or chicken. So they came around the table, and all of the rabbanim, they took chicken, because, you know, it's not appropriate to indulge, have the meat. He took the meat. So they asked him, what's your... Why'd you take the meat? So he said, I have two Yetzer Haras. I have one Yetzer Hara for food, and I have another Yetzer Hara for kavod, for honor. I prefer that my Yetzer Hara for food wins out over my Yetzer Hara for kavod. And I'd rather succumb to the food Yetzer Hara than to the kavod Yetzer Hara. That's allegedly what he said. I don't know if that's a true story or not, but that's what I heard in his name. I heard from him. I heard about him. Now, what that means is that you see, there are certain Yetzer Haras that don't bother us as much as others. And here's an example. Anytime we indulge in anything, that is our Yetzer Hara. Now, sometimes it's a mitzvah to indulge. On Shabbos, when you have that special dessert, that is a mitzvah. It's still indulging, it's using our Yetzer Hara, but it's using our Yetzer Hara for a mitzvah. It's a physical desire, but it's a mitzvah on Shabbos to indulge. It is not a mitzvah to indulge during the week. So if I have a piece of cake, or if I have, the example I used last year, was if I have a chocolate-covered custard donut during the week, it's not a mitzvah. That's indulging. Now, it's not naveira. As long as it's kosher and I make a bracha, it's not naveira. It's not a sin. But it is indulging my yetzer hara at a time when it's not a mitzvah to do so. Now, let's say I do the following. I don't want to ever get angry. So I take a chart, and I say, I'm going to keep a chart. Every night, before I go to sleep, I'm going to look at my chart. I'm going to think through the day. If, throughout the day, I ever got angry, frustrated, raised my voice, I get an X. If, throughout the day, I didn't, if I maintained my composure throughout the day, I get a check. If I get 7 checks in a row, then I will get a chocolate-covered custard donut. Now, the Yetzer Hara wants me to eat a chocolate-covered custard donut. That's what he wants me to do. That's indulging. He also wants me to get angry. Now, I prefer that my indulging in the donut wins out over my getting angry. It's a lot more enjoyable than getting angry. So I prefer that over that. So I pit the Yetzer Hara against the Yetzer Hara. That's a very effective way. If my reward for not getting angry is that I get to learn an extra 10 minutes, forget it, I may as well get angry. Why would I want to do that? It has to be a reward that is better, that is sweeter than the thing I'm trying to avoid. So this is a very, very effective way. Now, what I just described to you may be a little too much to say that I'm not going to get frustrated at all for a whole week before I get the donut. It's got to be something which is attainable, although not so easy that you can do it right away. And obviously, once you do it for a week, and you win out, then you make it 2 weeks before you get the next one. It's got to be something which is harder. But that's the system. It could be that if I only got angry and raised my voice 12 times today instead of the normal 25 times, then that'll be considered a check. Whatever, you know, whatever level we're on, that would be the thing to do. But it's a very, very effective way of fighting the Yetzer Hara, of pitting the Yetzer Hara against the Yetzer Hara. And this can be adapted in many, many, many other ways. Food, to me, is the most effective way of doing it, but there are other types of Yetzer Hara that anybody may have, which is not an Avera, but yet is something which is indulging, which could be used against the Yetzer Hara when it is an Avera. And that is a very, very effective method. That was something which a lot of people last year found very helpful, this last suggestion. So that was in a synopsis before Musaf last Yom Kippur. And this Yom Kippur, I have something else which we'll talk about this year. And if you're not there this year, then at this time next year, you'll ask me. I'll tell you.